Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us to John chapter 12. In John chapter 12, we want to begin reading at verse 23. And the Bible says, "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." I want to preach this morning for just a few moments, and I know some of you have been here since early this morning, so we'll try not to be long, but I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, for just a thought on this morning, that if God will be my help, and I know He is, if He don't help me, we won't say nothing, do nothing, that'll help you, but I think God will help you this morning through the reading, I think He already has, through the reading of the Word. You can take that and apply it to your life, and be drawn close to God. You can see a place where you can get in, amen. Amen. That's what God's desiring of us today. Find us a place where you can get in. You say, "Well, preacher, there's a lot of folks getting in." Yeah, but God wants you to get in. He came seeking to save those that was lost, amen, which was a whole humanity, amen. He didn't desire to leave anyone out. He came to die for you. Praise God. When He was on the cross, you were on His mind, amen? And we just thank God for that. When we look at this morning for just a moment in time, and we'd like to preach, if God will be our help, where He says here, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, and it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. I want to preach this thought, alive, amen. I want to preach this morning that God Almighty's alive. As you take this little ear of corn in your head, or this little kernel of corn, if you'll look at that, you say, "Well, preacher, that's just an old dried up piece of corn." But I want to say this morning, when we passed the plate, I passed out life to you. Praise God, live, and not only life, little Larry, but life in abundance. Because you see this little kernel of corn, it has a heart in it. Amen. And because it has a heart in it, it has life in it. Hey, glory be to God. And now if you'll take that and drop it in the woods, a squirrel will eat that heart out, and he'll leave that old yellow part. You say, "Preacher, I like the yellow part." Amen. But praise God, it takes the heart part to make the yellow part. Amen. That good part, that'll nourish your body and do you good. Amen. This kernel of corn, it has life in it. Now Jesus said in His Word, He said, "Except a corn of wheat." You say, "Well, preacher, this is not wheat, it's corn." Amen. Praise God, it also has a heart, just like wheat does. In the center of this thing is a heart. If you look on yours, the specimen that you have in your hand, on one side, there's a little divot. There's a little dip in that thing, and now you can see where the white part starts, where it was shelled off the cob. Amen. Glory be to God. You can see that, and if you look at white, it starts right there at that little bitty point where it was attached to something, something that gave it life, so that it could have life. I want to say today, God offers us something. He offers us an attachment. When we hook up to it and we link up to it, we can have life like we've never known before. Amen. And that little kernel of corn is life. Here the other day, I got caught it, perhaps to catch it dry enough, and had the field plowed and had the disc and had her disc out. And we went up there and I raked out some straight rows, as straight as a crooked leg man can hold them out. And I got my corn out of there and a little old planter that John had let me have. And I took that thing and I began to plant that corn just like this. Amen. And I began to put her in the ground and I raked a little dirt over it as it went. And I thought, glory be to God. God give the increase. And I won't say, you say, "Preacher, what do you expect?" expecting. I'm expecting God Almighty to take that little bitty seed, that little bitty something. It don't look like a whole lot now. Praise God. But I want to say my expectations is high. Glory to God. When I put her in the ground, I expected God Almighty to give them. I put it in His hands. Take that little kernel of corn. Amen. And you put that into the ground. And you cover it up with a little bit of dirt. And it gets just a little bit of moisture out of that dirt. See what happens to us. God takes it. He puts something down in our hearts. And He moisturizes it with the Holy Spirit of God. That water of the Word, it begins to pour out upon us. And it begins to give us that, praise God, that changes our lives forever. So that corn will be altered. It won't stay in the shape it's in. Amen. But something will begin to sprout. Hey, glory to God, it'll take into itself that water of life and it'll begin to sprout outward. Amen. He said, preacher, I don't understand what you're talking about. Lost people have no clue what I'm talking about. Amen. Lost people said, look at you funny when you start getting excited about the things of God. Lost people look at you funny when you get to talking about how good God is. Lost people look at you funny when you get to talking about what God's planning in your soul, the way He's stirring you from the inside out and encouraging you and giving you life, praise God, that you've never had before. Amen. It's like that little kernel of corn. There's life in it. It's there. I want to say, praise God, there's life in me and you. We have physical life. But God says, I want to give you life. It's eternal. He says, I want to give you life, an increasing life. He says, I want to give you an abundant life. I don't want you to stay in this life that you have now. Because He said, if we had hope in this world only, He said, we'd be among all men most miserable. But I'm glad, praise God, I've got hope that's out of this world. Amen. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as this kernel of corn has life in it. Now if you take and pinch that thing in two, or you take a go up there to where my feeder is, where I feed the turkeys and the deer and the squirrels. Lots and lots of squirrels. Amen. Did you know? I didn't know, but they said that it depends on the food that they get and how they multiply. Do you know that? If they got lots and lots of food, they do lots and lots of multiplying. So you fellas that's got fillers, feeders where you feed the deer and the turkeys, thing, praise God, you probably got a whole bunch of squirrels too. But them squirrels, they'll take that little old kernel of corn, and you know what they eat out of it? They'll eat the heart out of it. They'll eat that heart out of it, and you'll go up there and all over the ground, you'll see little old pieces of yellow kernel of corn. Amen. And if you take that little yellow piece and you can plant it in the ground, you can fertilize it, you can water it till the cows come home, and it'll not amount to anything. It won't grow, it won't take off, it won't do nothing because it has no heart. Amen. But praise God, you take one that's got a hard head. Hey, sometimes that old feeder, it throws that stuff out when it comes on. It throws it out about a 20-yard radius. And praise God, where that stuff hits, if the little old critters don't get it and it get covered up, now guess what? Next thing you know, in the spring, summertime, praise God, you got corn coming up in the woods. Why? Because that heart takes root. Now that little old stub, praise God, don't look like a whole lot. I won't say me and you as Christians may just like a little, you may think you're just a little old stub that don't amount to a whole lot. Praise God, you may not in this world, but in the eyes of God, you're somebody that He can take and use, praise God, for His mighty glory today. Amen. Amen. He takes that life that's in you. Amen. And He fertilizes it, makes it grow, sanctifies it, and sets it aside, nourishes it, praise God. Glory to God. Just gets bigger and bigger and better and better. Amen. But He says here, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Now what happens to happen to this little kernel of corn for it to make any difference? Now I got a whole bunch of them in a sack sitting in a barrel. And as long as I keep them dry and keep the water away from them, they won't do nothing. Amen. As long as I keep the bugs out of them, they won't do nothing. They'll just sit there year after year after year. Now, it amazes me because there's a heart in it. There's life in this. But in order to have that life, it has to be stimulated. Amen. Something has to happen to it. But it can sit there in the bottom of that barrel for years and years and never nothing happen. But praise God, I'm glad when you take it out in the field. He said, if I accept a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. He said, God, take this kernel of corn. And what happens? It has to sack glory. In order for anything to come out of here that's any good, praise God, that'll do you any good or do me any good or do those little critters any good. Praise God, this little old kernel of corn has to sacrifice itself. Amen. Amen. Has to sacrifice itself. So when you take it out there in the field and you plant that in that row, amen, and it starts germinating, and after about 7 to 10 days, maybe 12 days, depending on the temperature of the ground. See, a lot of times it depends on the temperature of the ground that makes a difference. Amen. Whether we want to be a Christian that's on fire for God or lukewarm or hot, praise God, it depends, or cold, I mean, it depends on the temperature of the ground. And glory to God, if we've got a ground today, if you've got a ground that's warm, that's hot, that's good for planting, amen, glory be to God, that seed will sprout out and it'll grow up, amen, and it'll be fruitful. Amen. It'll be fruit on the vine. Just a little kernel of corn. That thing can take off and it goes from the corn, it goes from the kernel, and it begins to sprout out, amen, and it begins to sink down roots deep. Amen. But the stalk begins to shoot up to the sun. Amen. Praise God, it's rooted and grounded in the soil. Praise God, we're supposed to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God and His goodness. Amen. So that we can sink our roots down deep. So that we can sprout up, praise God, for the glory of God. And we can rise up above everything that's in this world. Praise God, so that we can see the glory of God. Amen. Not only see it on each other, on ourselves, but on each other. As we look out, we can see the power of God everywhere. We're seeing it manifest in our life. Hey, friend, you say, preacher, I don't understand what's happening in my family. Hey, some people that just lost their mind, they think they got to go to church, they got to pray, they just lift and they holler and shout and praise God all the time. It's unnerving. Amen. I had a fellow ask me, he's supposed to be a preacher. He asked me, and he said, why do you always want to talk about the Lord? I said, He's the most important part. He's the part that's important to me, praise God. He's the one that give me life, praise the Lord. Without Him, I have nothing. Amen. This other stuff would be insignificant. It's insignificant compared to Him. But God gave me life just like He gave this little kernel of corn life. And amen. And when I was, and when you plant that corn, it begins to sprout up and that stalk begins to come up. Now from one little corn, Brian, from one little kernel of corn, not even as big as your pinky nail. Something magnificent starts. It spreads out and it starts to grow up. And you have the stalk, and then you have the corn begin to make on the stalk. And the ears begin to form. Amen? And praise God, out of this one heart, praise God, that has sacrificed itself, that's gone into the ground, it's sprouted up, amen, into the stalk, that sprouts out into the ear, the corn on the ear, praise God. And the next thing you know, you've got full ears of corn, and there's kernels all over the place, just like you, sometimes two, sometimes three. Amen, ears of corn, with hundreds of these little boogers on it. Amen. Why? Because there was life in this. And that life was planted. Amen. If there's life in me and you, and if our life is planted in the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll sprout up into something magnificent. It'll sprout up to the place that it's fruitful for God. People said, look at me like a sheep looking at a new gate. He said, preacher, I don't understand what you're talking about. I remember years ago when I was a little bit kid, I got saved. I hear that all the time. I remember, preacher, I remember when I was 5 years old, I got saved at such and such church. Sometimes I can't remember what church it was, but they remember when they was five. And I said, you really? I said, yeah. I said, you got born again. They look at you funny. I said, I got saved. How do you know? That preacher told me I did. Hello? Stay with me. Amen? So that preacher told me I got saved. But you don't know for yourself? You didn't, the Holy Ghost of God didn't really move on your life. Amen. Showed you that you was an old sinner in need of a Savior, that you could come and repent of your sin, ask God to forgive your sin and come into your heart and save you from a burning hell. Amen. You know, we worry ourselves to death about dying. Death is always right there, boy, we worry about it. Man, we get a little ache or pain. Sometimes we'll run to Dr. Spock to try to get him to figure it out, determine what's going on with us. And we worry about our health. We worry about dying. But you know what? I got to thinking today, we don't ever worry about a second death. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the second death. When we refuse and reject the Lord Jesus Christ, we refuse that life that He had to plant for us. We refuse and we reject it and we reject Him away until someday we die and we go out of here and we go out lost without God and we end up before a great white throne judgment, and that second death, praise God, comes along. After you've done died once, He rose you up out of the pits of hell, pulled you over to the side, said, listen, let me tell you where your life was, and then you're cast into the sea of the lake of fire. Amen. If I was a lost man, I'd worry about dying lost. But if I was a lost man, I'd worry more than that about that second death. Because that second death is a death that you'll never come out from. That first one, you live for a little while in torment, you'll be brought out to be judged and be cast into the lake of fire. I'd worry about that second death. Amen. I don't like fire. I don't like it. Amen. I was a burning some brush here a while back, and that thing was a burning. I mean, it was high as this ceiling, and the fires was hot, and I was trying to clean around the edge, keep everything over in the middle, and I'd get me a big breath of air, and I'd run in there and take the rake, and I'd shove that stuff into the middle of that fire, and you could feel your skin a-burning. You could feel them flames beginning to cook on your face. I don't know about you. I don't want to feel that forever. Amen. But God said that he's life that He has. He said, just as you take that kernel of corn and you plant it in the ground, and God begins to miraculously deal with that, germinate that, and get that to sprout out, and it begins to grow, praise God. It grows into newness of life. And life is manifest in it. Life is manifest that you can see. Amen. I'm glad there's life, praise God. I love farming. I do. I love farming. I like plowing the ground. I like putting the crop in the ground. I like to see it come up. Praise God. I guess it's just me and my granddad done all my life from the time I was a little bitty feller, and I like to see stuff come up, praise God. Amen. But I tell you what, I like to see what come up more than that. I like to see my boys and girls and mamas and daddies and mamas and papas, praise God, come up and love and nurture and admonition of the Lord and begin to praise Him and give Him glory and to lift up His name for what He's already done in their life and what He's promised He will do. Amen. We have a prospect of eternal life. Amen. Just like there's life in this, because you say, well, it's dead, but it's not. There's life in it. Amen. If you're lost, your sin, if you've never been saved, amen, you're dead and you're trespassing and sin, but there's life to be had. Amen. There's life to be had, but we have to want it. You see, God is a gentleman. He won't force Himself on you. He won't make you take Him. He's standing at the door and He's a knocking, but the knob's on your side. You have to open the door and invite Him in, praise God. And when you accept Him, when you realize that you're just no sinner needing some help, praise God, you'll go open that door. You'll say, Lord Jesus, forgive me, a sinner. Come on in. Here's my life. Here's what I am, praise God. Lord, take me, help me, heal me, make me what You'd have me to be. Amen. So many people struggling in this world today. They're struggling. They're fighting just as hard as they can to try to do right. Amen. Trying to live right. But let me give you a piece of information today that you may not have. You cannot live right without the liver. Amen. You cannot. Your liver that's in your body. I preached a message on one time. Your liver that's in your body, it separates, it takes out, it filters out all the bad stuff that comes into your body. Gets rid of it. But Aaron, did you know that in the center of your liver that there's a piece of like a cartridge material that's shaped in the shape of a cross? Amen. In your liver. And in order for your blood to get to your bloodstream to where it can do you good, it has to pass through all that. It has to pass through your liver. It has to pass, glory be to God. It has to pass by the cross, praise God. It can come out the other side and do your body good. I got to look at that. I thought, glory to God, that ain't no coincidence. God puts life in us, praise God, and He put it, made us in a way that life comes in and life goes out, praise God, and if said that life, it's in the middle, glory to God, it belongs to Him.
Amen.
A lot of people say today, said, well, preacher, I just don't need religion. No, we don't. We need to be saved. Religion sent more people to hell than anything there is. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, because He got up. Amen. Because He got up, we can rise up in newness of life. I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Brother Watts read it this morning, but you wasn't here, praise God. That's all right. But I want to share with you just a few verses this evening, this afternoon, and we'll go to the house. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, Paul tells the brothers in Corinth, he said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand." Amen. He looked at them. He saw where they were standing. I wonder if Jesus looked at you today, looked at your family today, looked at your home today, looked at your life today. Where does He see you standing? Amen. We're supposed to take a stand. And if we don't stand for something, you know the old saying, we'll fall for anything. Amen. He said, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. He said, for I delivered unto you first of all, that which I also received. See, Paul had to receive it just like we did. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. In other words, what he says here, that Christ died for our sins because God said so.
Amen.
That makes it right. Amen. God's always right. And that He was buried. Now it says He died. Christ died. Now watch this, picture this. Christ died on the cross of Calvary. And that He was buried. And that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. How many of you know somebody that got up from the dead? Nobody? Amen. Now I know these people that's been revived. Hello? Lazarus was revived. Come out of the grave. But how many of you know, let me just put this, how many of you know somebody that rose from the dead and never died again? Or wouldn't die again. Brother Bill, Jesus, praise God. He's the only one that ever rose from the dead, praise God, and He stayed alive. He's been sitting at the right hand of the Father on high for over 2,000 years to make intercession for me and you. Praise God. But according to Scripture, He was buried and He rose the third day according to the Scripture. Not only because, but He said there was some people there that seen Him. He said that He was seen of Cephas and then of the 12 disciples. After that, He was seen of above 500 brethren at once. Now, if somebody, 500 at one time saw Him, there ain't no way in the world all of them could get their tails straight. Amen? Somebody would have a different one. Tell, praise God, all these fellows, these 500 said, you know what? We saw Jesus after the resurrection, after He got up, after He was made alive. Because He said, I lay down my life and I take it up. Amen? He said, of whom a greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. And after that, He was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. Amen? All the apostles, they seen Him at once, His followers. And He says, last of all, He was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. Amen? He says, now if Christ be preached to the dead, verse 12, the preached that He rose not from the dead, how say some among you there is no resurrection from dead? That he rose from the dead. How say some of you there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Amen. I won't say history itself tells us that Christ is risen. He rose, He got up, praise God, and He never laid down again. Amen. He said, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found not false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign to have put all enemies under his feet. Now watch this, verse 26. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. We worry about death, but praise God. I want to say God, the Lord Jesus Christ has already got a hand on death. He's already defeated death. You say, well, preacher, we still got people that's dying, that's going out of here. I want to say when a saint of God dies, nothing of God dies. Amen. The soul is designed to live forever. God breathed into the nostrils of Adam and he became a living soul. And the soul never dies. Hello? The soul never dies. Your soul, praise God, lives forever somewhere. And God said he wanted to live with him. He created us over in the garden to live forever. Amen? He created us a garden. We'd go to sleep at night, wake up next morning brand new. Wouldn't that be something? But our forefathers they decided they wanted more than what God had to offer them. Does that sound familiar? And so they sinned against God. And the devil came along and deceived them like he's deceiving a whole lot of the world today. Amen? And he doesn't just come out, he's subtle. He doesn't just come out and call God a liar. He puts doubt in her. He says, he asked Eve, he said, hath God said? He said, did God really say that? She said, listen, devil said, God said, there's the tree in the center of the garden. He said that we can't partake of it. Said, she had a little bit of tissue. So he said not to even touch it. I think Adam added that part in four. Amen. He said, listen, wife, don't touch it. Just leave it alone. You'll be all right. But the devil came along and he persuaded her. And because of that, death came. They went into the garden. They went in the garden and hid themselves because they come to themselves and realized they was naked. And the Bible said they snuck off. He tried to hide from God. Good luck with that. God sees you everywhere you are. You're never away from Him. He sees you when you lay down, when you get up, when you're sleeping, when you're walking, when you're talking, when you're at work, when you're at school, when you're at play. Hey man, He sees you down at the church house. He sees you down at your house. He knows all about you. Amen. He keeps perfect records on you and me. Amen. He always does and always will. Hey, there's nothing that He don't know about you. So all the things that you thought you had held from your family and from your preacher and from your neighbors and from your mama and daddy, praise God, I want to say God knows all about it. Amen. But they tried to manufacture them righteousness. And they covered the bottom half with some fig leaves, sewed some fig leaves, tried to manufacture our own righteousness. Don't we try to do that a lot? We try to manufacture our own righteousness. We try to live and do good within ourselves. I want to say you'll fail, you'll fall, you'll come short every day. Amen. But when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the death and pardon of our, He's already paid for on the cross of Calvary. When we put our faith and trust in Him, when we rely on Him and adhere to Him, praise God, He gives us victory. Amen. Praise God. You can shout it, praise from your house to my house. To His house. He gives us victory in Christ Jesus our Lord because He became that first fruit. But that, see, their righteousness wasn't good enough. God had to kill a little animal and make them coats, make them covering, that covered them from their neck to their feet. Amen. Praise God. Had to cover them from head to toe. Amen. I'm going to say our righteousness won't do it. Our righteousness won't cover. I've told you a story. I had a dream one night. And I was in the bed and I was asleep and they was too deep. And this is just as real as if I see it today, just as real as I seen it that night. It was two demons from hell was at the foot of my bed and I could see their faces at the foot of my bed and they had my covers and they was trying to pull them off of me. And I was holding them covers for I was holding for dear life. I would not let go. And I was praying. I said, Lord Jesus, help me. Lord. And he said, let go. And I'm like, them demons are right there at the foot of my bed. I said, Lord, I can't let go. He said, let go. He said, I've covered you with my righteousness. He said, let the heavens have the old covering of this world. Amen. Glory be God. And in my mind, in my dream, praise God, just as vivid as I can tell you, as I can see it, I just opened my hands wide and laid them on my side. Praise God. And let them old devil, whatever they want to do, praise God. Because Jesus said, I've covered you with my righteousness. Let them have that old righteousness, that self-righteousness. Amen. I ain't able to do it, but praise God, He is. He gives us a life. Amen. That first fruit that comes from God Almighty. Amen. He says that that right rises from the dead. In verse 35 of 1 Corinthians 15, he said, but some men will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? He said, thou fool, that which thou sowest is but is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased Him. To every seed his own body. Amen. Now, he didn't say that you're going to die and be reincarnated in something else. Don't you go away here and say that. That preacher said I was going to be reincarnated. God said he gives to everything its own body. Amen. He said all flesh is not the same flesh. He tells us this. And all kind of flesh of men, and another of flesh of beasts, another fishes, another birds. There's celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, the glory of the terrestrial is another. Amen. But then he goes down in verse 42, and he said, so also is the resurrection of the dead. Now listen, and I'm done. It is sown in incorruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor and is raised in glory. It is sown in wickedness and in weakness and is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, Jesus Christ Himself, praise God, was made a quickening spirit, a life-giving, living spirit. That comes and moves into your heart, takes up His abode. Jesus said, I've got to go away. He said, if I go away, He said, I will send you a comforter. Amen. The Spirit of God to live in your heart. Amen. Do you have that Spirit today living in your heart? He says, goes on, says, howbeit that as was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy, and second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Now watch this, verse 49. He says, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. So but the Bible tells us that God gave us He gives us a body, and He gives us a spirit, and a spiritual body. And he said, except a corn of wheat die, fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But Jesus, praise God, he said, the way this thing is made, he said, God says, I give life. And then he said, that's that natural life that we have. But he said, then I give life in abundance, that spiritual life that he has to offer you and me today. I want to ask you today, do you have spiritual life? Do you have that life that you need with Christ Jesus as your Savior? Amen. Do you have your piece of corn this morning? Get it out in your hand. That's yours. Amen. Get your little kernel of corn. Get it in your hand. Take it in your hand. Because this is your kernel of corn. This is a piece of life. You can say, I have life in my hand. Amen. Every one of us. You got your piece of corn? Hold it up. Let me see it. You have your piece of corn in your hand. You have life in your hand. Amen. You can put it down. What are you going to do with the life that you have in your hand? See, that's determined by God made us free moral agents to do with life what we would. We can take it and we can use it, abuse it, and throw it away. Or we can take that life that you have in your hand. Not just this little piece of corn. But the life that you control by what you choose, how you act, and how you react. Jesus Christ is calling today. He said, would you come and be saved, born again, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Would you make a commitment? Maybe you say, I've been born again, I've been saved. Would you take it? Remember, the life's in your hand, just like his kernel of corn is life in your hand. This morning, your life is in your hand and yours alone. Nobody else can do for you what you can do for yourself this morning. But would you not just take that life in your hand, your life in your hand, and just bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, here is my life. I'm going to plant it for you. I'm going to lay it down for you. I'm going to sacrifice my body so that we can, yeah, so that I might have life in abundance. If you stand with me this morning, just as you have this kernel of corn.